Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Friday from KQWC Radio. Pat Powers with you, being joined by our State Representative Shannon Latham on this Friday. Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
That it is. Well, of course, we learned last night it was a busy time for your fellow lawmakers working on a budget, I believe, for the upcoming fiscal year.
That's right. So the Iowa House and Iowa Senate agreed on the overall budget numbers, and so yesterday, colleagues from the House and Senate, so they're our counterparts for each of the budget subcommittees, so they were meeting and negotiating and working out their final agreed-upon budgets for each of the subcommittees.
And what would this mean for here in Iowa for that budget?
So here in Iowa, as you know, we have to agree upon the budget. We have to pass a balanced budget. And I'm sorry right now, Pat, I don't have that overall figure.
Okay.
But I do know that there was new money brought in for education. So the House Appropriations Committee met yesterday, and we went over the education budget. There's new money in there. I was excited to hear that, you know, the House had appropriated money for community colleges. The Senate had zero money for community colleges, but I believe that is at $7.5 million, if my memory serves me right, for community college funding. So I've been a strong supporter of community colleges. In fact, that was, you know, part of the platform that I ran on. So glad to see there's money in there for that. We also went through a couple more budgets yesterday, and we have yet to do, I believe, judiciary and health and human service budgets in appropriations. So I know appropriations in the House will meet again on Monday.
All right. And other than the budget discussion, anything else major took place there in Des Moines?
Yes. Yeah, so another major bill that passed off the House floor yesterday was the Grain Indemnity Fund bill. I know that that has been of a lot of interest, and that's been one of those bills where there's just been different versions. So when the floor manager, Representative Norlin Mumsen, ran that bill on the floor yesterday, he said, this is a bill that nobody loves, but nobody hates, so it must be a good compromise. And so there was some funding in that. I need to work on my newsletter and include all the details in there for that. But there, that's the first time that's been updated, I believe, in 30 years.
Interesting. That goes way back to about mid 1990s there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking with the state legislator, Shannon Latham from Sheffield, this morning. What else was big this week in Des Moines other than the budget?
So that is just where we're at in this point in the legislative session, where budget talks. And I just heard on the news this morning that the Senate passed tax reform, I believe is what I just caught as a news headline right before I joined you here this morning. So I'll be headed into the Capitol here in a few minutes, so I know that I'll be getting some more updates on that. But if that's the case, I look for us to really have a big discussion and see what kind of action the House takes on Monday regarding property tax.
So you're actually going into Des Moines today for some more work there, Shannon?
Yes. So I am working that rural grocer bill. So, you know, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I was super excited that the Iowa House had passed that bill. That is something that we know rural grocers, you know, are really the heartbeat of our rural communities. They're just basic needs that we have, and that is one of them. And so the Iowa Senate has yet to pass my bill. I have appropriations for it in my economic development budget, but it's contingent on the passage of that bill. And so I'm going to go talk with the subcommittee that was assigned to that to see if they will meet in the Senate. And I did find funding for that, a funding source for it. So it is a truly good bill for Iowa. We have food deserts. We want to prevent more food deserts from happening. And we know in those communities where they have local grocery stores, the communities are not only stronger economically, but the residents are physically in better shape. And so I will be trying to get the Senate, encouraging them to pass that bill today, and then meeting once again with my Senate counterpart on economic development in support of of keeping that in the bill. So that's what I'm up to today.
And then Monday you'll be reconvening, and of course the big issue is when will the legislature adjourn? We'll find out, I'm sure, in the next
it
week or so.
It is closed.
What's that?
Yes, the end is in, I said it is closed. The end is in sight, and I, you know, if I was a betting person, I would bet that by this time next week we'll be talking about, you know, highlights from the legislative session, because I think it will be a look and review. So we'll see.
All right.
How it all comes together.
Indeed. Shannon Latham, our guest on KQWC this morning. Shannon, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Pat, and have a great day.